This is Lynn Sloniker with the WGXC News Update. Amelia Teasdale is reporting in the Columbia paper, Ichabod Crane Superintendent of Schools George Zinni will leave the district when his contract expires next June. Zinni made the announcement at a school board meeting Tuesday, August 2nd. Reading from a letter he addressed to school board president Anthony Welcome, Zinni said it was time for him to explore other options. Zinni has been with the district since January of 2013. He came to Ichabod from a school district in Massachusetts, replacing the previous interim superintendent, Lee Bordick. Bordick served the district for 2 years. Board members praised Zinni for his work on behalf of the district, but they did not discuss how they plan to move forward with finding his replacement. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Mid-Hudson News Network is reporting sales tax revenue is up in the Hudson Valley. Putnam County came in first, followed by Columbia County with a 5.4% increase, followed by Rockland and Sullivan counties. Ulster's revenue rose by 2.7%. Dutchess County followed with a 2.1% increase, followed by Greene County at 1.8%. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. And Andrea Sears has this story from Public News Service.
New York State has become a national leader for workplace policies that support families. A new state-by-state analysis by the National Partnership for Women and Families gives New York an A-, just slightly below national leader California. Vicki Schabo, vice president of the group, says the Paid Family Leave Act that passed this year is one of the strongest in the country, offering 8 weeks of leave initially and 12 weeks when fully in effect.
And it will offer job protection, which means that people who work in smaller companies or have less time on the job won't risk losing their job when they need to care for a new child or a seriously ill family member.
New York's law, which goes into effect in 2018, makes the Empire State the fourth in the country to have paid family leave. Friday is the 23rd anniversary of the Federal Family and Medical Leave Act, or FMLA, that created unpaid leave for a new parent or medical emergency. According to Schabo, some states, such as New York, have enacted measures since then that improve upon the federal statute.
But a host of states, more than half, have done very little or nothing to improve the experiences and the supports that working families have at the time when a new child joins their family.
12 states were given grades of F for failing to enact any workplace policies beyond the Family and Medical Leave Act and other family laws that help new or expecting parents. 183 other countries guarantee paid maternity leave, and 79 have paid leave for fathers as well. Schabo says the evidence shows that enacting a national paid family leave program would benefit everyone.
It would boost our GDP, it would boost women's labor force participation, it would create greater gender equality, and it would reduce economic inequality, as well as differences in opportunities for children and children's health going forward.
She notes that 68% of the nation's children live in households in which all parents are employed. For New York News Connection, I'm Andrea Sears.
This has been the WGXC News Update. Please visit newsroom.wgxc.org to find these stories, weather, public meetings, and more.